If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, is there one person who sort of takes control of the finances in your house? You can text us this morning at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. I just saw this yesterday, and I think, like, typically, there's a bit of a stereotype that women spend more money than men. Would I be correct in
There's
that?
There's definitely a stereotype of that. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
And so they did a study and they found that actually men spend more than women. And they spend on different things, obviously.
Yeah.
Women spend more on clothes, which I think is always, like, I remember growing up, my mom would be like, you leave the shopping bags in the trunk of the car and then we bring them in when nobody's looking. Because she didn't want to make it look like we were out shopping all afternoon.
Smart.
And she learned that from her mother. So they actually found that women don't spend more. They just spend more on different things. So men spend more on food. Andy, you admitted earlier that you'll buy whatever you want at the grocery store, regardless of how much money it is.
I don't want to go to a bunch of different stores to save 50 cents on strawberries.
But it's not about saving. It's about, I'm not going to have the strawberries this week. So maybe women do that more often because they save more money than men on food and cars. And men and women tend to spend equal amounts on entertainment, but women, of course, spend more money on clothing, which is not a shocker.
And on fancy coffees.
Not necessarily.
And matcha teas.
Not necessarily. I don't buy any fancy coffees.
No, all right.
Kim Kieran, you don't buy any fancy coffees.
No, but my husband's addicted to ice caps.
Okay, see, there you go.
I said fancy.
All right, so who controls the finances in your house?
Oh, I pay all the bills.
Okay.
I take care of all that, but I definitely spend more money than he does.
You spend more money and you're
much
in control.
More frugal, yeah.
But you spend more money because you're in control, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy, who controls in your house?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, so you guys don't have separate anything? You decide everything?
We have separate bank accounts and stuff like that, but we started, I'm the one that got her started on an RSP and getting some investments going and stuff like that. So although we do have separate accounts, I'm the one that kind of spearheaded all our stuff that we have together.
Maybe you shouldn't be taking care of her investments because Forbes, I was actually reading an article on Forbes yesterday, and they said that women make way better investors than men too. And they said, you know, men are still controlling Wall Street, but it has been proven that when women invest, they're getting better return on their investments. Sam, that looks like it makes you mad.
Well, no, I mean, it would make sense in a sense that, like, you know, maybe they're more savvy and a little bit more prudent when it comes to where they put their money. But I know that if it wasn't for my financial advice, that my girlfriend would probably be broke every month. So even though we keep our finances separate, she relies on me to sort of, like, manage how she spends and, like, just to make sure that she's on, like, you know, a good financial path.
Oh, my God. I wish I had Josie here to give her side of the story.
Oh, she thanks me every day. She's like, you know, I'm on the road to recovery.
You're her financial advisor.
Yes, except I'm not qualified.
You're not getting a percentage.
So you're the one who controls the finances, or you guys have separate bank accounts with your own money?
Separate bank accounts with our own money, but I sort of, like, let her know, you know, what would be wise to do in order to, you know, plan for the future.
Okay.
Smart.
All right. Yeah. So do you think that's how it should be? Do you think that people should have separate bank accounts, or you think that, like, everything should go into one pot and one person, the person who you decide, I guess, as a couple who's better with money, should be the one to make the decisions?
I think you need a bit of both. I mean, there are certain purchases where you do need to maybe pool your funds, but I think generally I enjoy having my own money.
You know what I think will change a lot is kids. Once you have kids, then you're both, you know, that changes kind of your purpose, right? And you're both saving your money so your kid can go to a post-secondary school or you can get that kid into camp or something like that. I think kids change a lot in terms of financial planning for couples.
But they found that women obviously spent more on clothes, but men spent more on other things like food and cars. And I also learned that women are really great investors. That they said that women actually make better investors than men these days.
They probably, I'm guessing maybe they're not as risky. They're a little bit more conservative in their investing, maybe long-term thinking in their investing, perhaps.
Or maybe just smarter.
Well, in a way, that is smarter. Well, no, that is smarter, though, right? That could be smarter.
I also think that part of it is intuition. But maybe there's, like, women might do something, like, based on the way they feel a little bit more, which is something you can't, like, really scientifically quantify why that makes sense.
Yeah.
But maybe there's, like, sort of, like, a bit of an emotional part of it, which would be cool. All right, so we're getting a lot of texts at 92925.
Yeah, this text says, my husband is definitely better than me doing the budget. I think men are more conservative than women in general. Would you agree with that, Nikki?
That men are more conservative
than women? Women in general.
No, not necessarily. No.
This text says, good morning, guys. My husband takes care of the finances. All I have to do is ask checking or saving. That's a good question to have.
All right, Mary, who controls the finances in your house?
I am.
You're the one who does it.
Yes, I pay the bill, I do the budget, and I stop my husband from buying anything.
Oh, you stop him?
Do you not trust him?
No, because he would spend it all.
He's a big spender.
He's a big spender, but not on on things like clothes or things. He wants to buy cars, parts, and do projects with it. So sometimes I have to stop him because I would have a court full of cars in my yard.
That sounds awesome.
You got to put your foot down once in a while.
Yes.
Just not the foot down on the gas, that's all.
We love modifying cars.
Mary, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Alyssa, who takes care of the money in your house?
We honestly both do.
Like equally, like every decision you sit down and talk about it together?
I mean, not your morning coffee, but...
The big stuff.
Yeah.
And does all your money just go into like sort of one pot, one bank account together?
We each have our own separate account and we have a joint account.
Do you ever get on him or does he ever get on you when you go out and spend a lot of money on something that, you know, is just kind of dumb?
Really not. No? I don't know. We're both adults and maybe it's just never happened yet. I don't know. But
And you both work?
Oh, yeah. For
okay.
Sure.
So you both have to treat yourself once in a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Amazing. And we can treat each other too.
Oh, I love that. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for chatting with us. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
Treat yourself and treat each other.
Nothing wrong with that. A little self-love.
This one says, men spend more on bigger ticket items, and women always think of that rainy day. Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that.
Like, yeah, me too.
I think it's people spend on different things. So if I buy, like, a $60 exfoliator, then a guy's like, that is a complete waste of money. How could you do that? But I think your $5,000 TV is also a complete... That's you know it. What I mean?
Oh,
a complete
come on. Waste of
money. Men are frugal until they're not, and then they just end up go overboard.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Wait until you hear how many young people are choosing not to wear deodorant anymore. And if you guys are ready for this, nearly 40% of people between the ages of 18 to 24 have not used deodorant in the last month. Almost half of them, 48% say they haven't purchased it in the past year. And it is simply because they say they don't need it, that they don't need deodorant.
Who's telling them that they don't need it?
Maybe they don't, though. Maybe they don't.
Well, the thing is, you can't smell yourself. Right? Even when you smell, you don't smell it the same way other people do, right?
Like, I don't know.
No, it's true. You don't smell your own smell. You don't react to it the way other people do. So you might not think you need it. Yeah. You might not think you need it, but trust me, the rest of the world knows, yes, you do.
But I maybe you only need it because you use it. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe because you use antiperspirant, right? Which stops you from sweating.
Yeah.
So maybe when that wears out, you start to smell because you've been like suppressing what has needed to come out. So maybe it's like one of those things. It's like there's so many cosmetic products like that. Mm-hmm. When you start using it and you realize I used to use one on my eyebrows and I would always like color in my eyebrows. And then I noticed it faded my eyebrows so that I would have to continue to use it. Like products are kind of made to do that. So maybe it's the same thing with deodorant.
It's like the same thing if you stop using shampoo for a while. I think your hair gets greasy for a while, but then it sort of restores
itself. Yes, I have a friend who does this like no poo method, it's called, and she uses like apple cider vinegar and baking soda, and she uses no shampoo.
There you go.
And but yeah, she had to go through this period where the shampoo was making her hair greasier, you know, before she got to that like purging stage.
It's like a 2 to 3 week period. Like it's not a couple days.
Exactly.
It's a long time.
So I don't know. Maybe deodorant's the same.
You know, for a while I was like that. I would wear it like very, very seldom. And it wasn't because of laziness it was because I just refused to put chemicals in my armpits when I know.
But I got you on my bandwagon.
You did. I got to hand it to you. The Crystal deodorant now, it's like basically like a salt rock that you put on. It doesn't last as long. It's odorless, but at least it's sort of, you know, it serves as a natural antiperspirant.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have to say like, yeah, once you sort of get used to the fact that you don't wear it and yes, there will be a few days like once you're weaning off a deodorant where your body will emit and it will sort of detox. But then after that, you get over sort of a hump and you reach a plateau where it doesn't smell that bad.
Oh,
it really doesn't.
Like, are you doing nothing all day though? Are you going to the gym? Are you working out? Are you outside in the heat?
Yeah, yeah. I do everything as usual. I just spent a few extra minutes scrubbing the pits in the shower, basically.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of texts at 92925. This person said they use coconut oil and baking soda mixed together.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, like they use something at least.
Steven said, I don't wear deodorant. I have a nice musk smell, au naturel. But he said, scientifically, you'll never find your soulmate if you're wearing artificial smells.
Okay, how is that scientifically proven?
Like pheromones, I think. So if you're like covering that over with like the cucumber or strawberry deodorant or baby powder, you're not going to be emitting those.
I mean, the fact that they said they have a nice musk smell, I'm not sure that's something to brag about.
And I'm pretty sure my pheromones would not attract a lot of women if that's what you're going off of.
Well, maybe your soulmate, not me, right.
Own. You need, especially when you're that young, you need deodorant. Your body's going through changes. You're probably pretty active. Do the world a favor. Put on some deodorant.
Yeah. Someone said, sorry, Nikki, they smell. A 15 to 25-year-old smells.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of the afternoon, I can't sit next to them. I think puberty may be a different story. There are things happening there. Like, I think that age could be different.
Yeah. Someone actually suggested, because we were talking about the Crystal deodorant, which Nikki and I both use.
Yeah.
And someone said that they recommend the Routine deodorant.
The Routine deodorant?
Yeah, Routine.
I just found it online.
I don't know what that is. I do know Justin Bieber's working on his own line of natural deodorant.
It's like a vegan deodorant, isn't it?
Adam Lambert mentioned that his doctor told him he had to switch to natural deodorant because there was like congestion in his armpits.
I'm going to assume that those 40% of people that that don't wear it is because they just refuse to put in all those chemicals.
I think so too.
In their underarms.
People are a bit more aware now for sure, but not everybody's loving it on our text line.
No.
And speaking of that Crystal deodorant, Anna, you wanted to talk about the Crystal deodorant, right?
Yeah, they don't work.
Oh.
I don't know which crystals you guys are using, but one of my colleagues decided to go the natural route. It didn't work. We had to tell her after a couple of months, like, no, try something else.
You had to have a deodorant intervention.
Yeah, no, when you work in a small office when you're like 15 and it's a closed-in office, you get to the point right away after a couple of weeks.
Maybe it's something they're eating that is causing the issue.
Maybe they don't know how it works.
It wasn't a garlicky smell. It wasn't an oniony smell. It was a body smell.
And you made it crystal clear that it was not to be used.
You made it crystal clear that the crystals were not good.
Thank you so much, Anna. Have a good one.
Okay.
This text says, when you think you don't stink, for sure you are. Nobody's smelling like roses without deodorant.
I don't know. I use the Crystal deodorant. Have you? I've never smelled anything but fresh and clean.
Yeah, but so then you are putting something on, though, as opposed to nothing at
the
all.
The Crystal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not, and yeah, some people use baking soda. This one says, my daughter's 9 and she's been wearing deodorant for a year now, and we know if she did not, she smells. Poor thing. But that's how you learn your kids need deodorant is you smell them. Like, wait, one day, you do.
Way to throw your 9-year-old under the bus, though. I mean, the poor thing.
It's true. Kim Kieran, if it hasn't happened to you yet, it's going to happen.
Oh, it's happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And she loves it. She's like, Mommy, where's my deodorant?
But it's so awkward because the only reason you know is you're like, oh, my kid stinks, so we need to go and buy you deodorant.
Sniff test. Sniff test.
Another text at 92925.
Oh, this one says, I'm 52 and never put deodorant, and I know for sure I don't smell.
You
do you? Do you really?
I guess everyone's a little bit different, too, right?
Yeah, everyone, that's good. They smell differently. Obviously, people have different smells. I know I've been told many times that I need to put deodorant on, so I just do it now.
You do it.
Yeah.
If ever there was a time where everybody should use deodorant, Sam, you said like once a year you use like actual real deodorant.
Special occasion.
You know, once a year.
You know when that should happen? When you're on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
That recycled air, like, coming in and out of an airplane.
The air is probably cleaner on a plane than it is on a metro, though.
But it's recycled. So you smell like everyone else.
And you're jammed in there with
filtered.
People.
No.
I just think you need to put extra of the Crystal Rock, or you need to at least go for, like, the lady speed stick.
I can't smell or taste anything on a plane anyway, so maybe.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
The NHL awards happened in Vegas yesterday. No awards for the Montreal Canadiens, but it really was Carey Price. But more importantly, Carey Price stole the whole show.
He shined.
He really did. He had a surprise for Anderson Whitehead. And if you remember, Anderson is a super fan of the Montreal Canadiens and Carey Price, and he lost his mom to cancer. There was a video that went viral not long ago of Carey Price consoling him after a practice. And they're in tears. We're all in tears watching it. It was just like the most beautiful moment. Well, Anderson Whitehead was flown to Vegas for the NHL Fan Choice Awards. Best feel-good moment.
Okay? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool award.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But after you saw Carey Price on a video saying, like, hey, what's up to Anderson Whitehead, he came out and surprised him on stage. So listen to this. This is the beginning with the video.
Hey, Anderson. Hope you're enjoying Vegas. I just wanted to say that your mother was a special person, and sharing that moment with you is something that I'll always remember for the rest of my life. It was very special to me. But hold up.
All right, and then he actually, like, walks out. So this is Carey Price walking out to talk to Anderson and surprise him, like, live in person.
Everything's okay, right? Everything's okay. Everything's great. Everything's great. How about a round of applause for the young man here? Huh? This is all for you, bud. Okay? You're very welcome, buddy. Okay, so I have two things for you. One is this jersey, and the second is a question. Do you want to go to the All-Star game next year?
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll see you there next year, okay, buddy? Sound good?
Carey came out. He gave Anderson an autographed jersey and, as you just heard, a trip to the 2020 NHL All-Star Game. But Anderson was in tears looking up at Carey Price. Like, I can't. And then PK's in the audience and he stands up and he's clapping. I am a mess. I am a blobby mess on the floor crying all the emotions.
This is so, I mean, those Anderson and Carey, you know, it sounds stupid to say this, but they're going to be friends for life. Like, I'm just telling you right now, Carey Price is going to keep up with them. They're going to keep in touch. They're going to be friends for life, which is just so cool for Carey Price to do that for that kid.
I'm just always amazed at, you know, for what is considered the roughest sport in the world, you know, how big of a soft spot a lot of these athletes have. And it's just really nice to see it shine out, like, off of the ice, you know.
I mean, he's a good guy, Carey Price. Okay, but back it up. Hockey's the roughest sport in the world?
I would say it's
pretty violent.
What about, like, rugby?
Well, hockey has weapons. But hockey, they have sticks.
Hockey's rugby on skates.
Yeah, they have knives and sticks.
I know how hockey works. I've seen it. But have you actually been told or read somewhere that it's, like, the most violent sport? Or you just made that up?
No, I've heard it before. And I think if you spend a minute on the ice, you quickly realize how...
Really? Okay, well, we might have learned something new. I don't know. Fact check that. But that's interesting if it is.
If you can think of a rougher sport, let me know.
Besides, like, ultimate fighting.
Boxing,
or, you know,
right.
boxing and ultimate fighting. Yeah.
Ultimate fighting. UFC. People are texting now. MMA.
Oh, here we go.
There's boxing and hockey when they fight. I mean, come on.
All right. Anyway, really beautiful moment with our amazing Carey Price. We'll put that video up on our Facebook page too.
Sure,
so you can get it at the Beat 92.5.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.